Aboriginal people would have lived here too, hunting the wildlife in areas that are now deep underwater. Then, at the end of the last ice age, ice at the poles melted and sea levels rose all around the world, flooding this low-lying coast. This happened only 10,000 years ago. In fact, stories of the Great Flood are still passed down in Aboriginal culture. As the sea rose, corals began to grow on the rocky fringes of the continental shelf, creating the Great Barrier Reef we see today. These shallow tropical waters are clear and warm, perfect conditions for corals to thrive. Sheltered behind this long strip of reef, a lagoon was born, an area of protected water larger in size than the whole of Great Britain. And a new coastline too, with shallow, sandy waters. The rising sea also cut off areas of high ground, creating the 600 islands that dot the lagoon.